At the Wiffles Hybrids Corn Strategies, I'm visiting with one of our presenters, Bill Tierney. And Bill, I know you work for Ag Resource Company in Chicago. You just gave us a great presentation talking about some of the outlook on the world market. The thing that kind of stuck out to me a little bit was some of your ideas and descriptions of what things are like in China as a market. I was wondering if we could just start there, because I was fascinated towards the end there when you were talking about, you know, how big of an area that average Chinese farmer really has of land, and, you know, what's their interest in increasing yields and what's their motivation and that kind of thing.
Well, the average holding of corn in China is maybe about 10, 12 feet wide and extends back anywhere from 60 to 100 feet. When you have such a small level of production, which contributes very little to farm income, the incentive to make investments in yield-enhancing technologies, better seed, better fertilizer, it just isn't there. The average farm family in China 5-6 years ago earned more of their income from off-farm sources, and that number has just gotten bigger. It's just farming's not big business in China, and I just don't see the incentive there to make the kind of yield increases that they need to.
I just thought that was fascinating. Big on people's minds here are these corn growers, and we're talking strategies looking ahead with this drought that we're in this year. Not the worst we've ever seen, but not good. Just maybe a little bit of your outlook in terms of what you see ahead, although we can't predict the future.
Well, right now, this morning, USDA projected a yield of 146. That was below market expectations, but it was relatively close to a number of models that we follow. These are models that are based anywhere from satellite images to crop condition models to meteorological models, and we even have a consulting service that goes out and does crop tours. So if you took the average of those, it was about 145, 146. However, a lot of people think that with weather that we have this week and the direction that the corn crop's headed, it could actually be in the low 140s next week. And if we don't get significant rain, even in the 130s, let's say 2 or 3 weeks from now. So the expectation is, based on forecast and what we're seeing in the crop today, that we're going to actually be losing bushels and the crop's going to get smaller.
Do you think this was USDA sending out a real statement since it was below expectations?
Well, in 1988, when crop conditions were worse than they are this year, they reduced their estimate of the corn crop by 29% in the July, and that was without a crop survey. I think the people at USDA putting together this number did their job properly, and I have to say I did that job at USDA from 2003 to 2006. I was in charge of the corn supply-demand estimates, and in my opinion, as a former person doing that job, they did their job correctly.
All right. Well, one last thing. Any sort of advice, anything you might want to give to corn growers in terms of what they can take away strategy-wise from your comments today?
Well, we think this, the highs that we're going to see in the market are probably going to come in the next 2 to 4 weeks. It'll probably come when the market feels confident that the damage to the crop has stopped. And I don't believe the market feels that way yet. I really expect it to happen before the August crop report. That's 4 weeks away. But it's based on weather forecasts. We think this is going to be a multi-year high. Assuming normal weather next year, we're likely to see corn prices, the December corn prices for 2013, sharply lower than where they are now. We're recommending producers that when they think about marketing their crop, that they give some thought to the 2013, because we think this is definitely an excellent pricing opportunity for 2013 crop. We're holding off yet on 2012 because we're just not confident that we've seen the high yet.
Yeah, you made a comment in there. I just wanted to get that in there too, along the lines of this market's not going to change until there's a credible forecast of the end of the drought damage.
Yeah. Again, how do you know when that is? Our opinion is we don't see it today. We're looking at this 2-3 times a day. We're more than willing to have the soybean market drop 75 cents to 90 cents Because we're still going to have great pricing opportunities. We're more than willing to see the corn market drop 40 to 60 cents and say, okay, we're not trying to pick the highs, but we don't see the weather forecast changing yet, and we think the crop is getting smaller.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Bill Tierney, one of our presenters here at Wyffels Hybrids Corn Strategies. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.